Good morning, everybody. You know, sometimes God just does some stuff that you just don't understand, and He gives you stuff that you just don't understand, and then when it's time to do it, it kind of all comes together. Because the message that He was giving me all week, I couldn't really place, well, you know, why? And then with, I guess, the events that transpired yesterday and just some of the attitudes that seem to come out among Christians. And then the song that Jay had just kind of ties it all together. So hopefully I can get out what God gave me. Hopefully I can express it out to you all today. The first thing when Doug told me he was going to be gone, and he wanted to know if I could do the service for him today. And it was the first, just right after I talked to him, the first thing that hit me was just the question. Well, what kind of soldier are you? And I thought, well, that seemed to be kind of weird, you know. But I started in, I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and I'm going to start with verse 1. I'm going to go through verses 1 through 5. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So Paul immediately compares everything, our Christian walk. He calls it, it's warfare. But he said, the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. That means, you know, we can't physically fight what we're warring against. And the word warfare, if you look it up in the Strong's Concordance, it actually means military campaign. And as we know, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4, you know, Satan is the god of this world. He's taken over this world, and he rules this world. And we are soldiers in that fight. And our campaign is against him. Our campaign is not against the prisoners of war that he has, or the occupied inhabitants that are under his control. There was a documentary I watched a while back, and it was during World War II, and when the Japanese had taken over most of the islands of the Pacific, and when the United States was coming in to push them back and to take back the islands, the one in particular they was talking about was Okinawa. When they came into Okinawa, the Japanese had ruled there for several years, and they had the inhabitants there were absolutely scared to death of the Japanese, because they were so cruel and mean and heartless towards them, had no concern for them at all, and mistreated them badly. And but they lived in that terror, they lived under that oppression that whole entire time till the United States came in and finally fought and got the island back from the Japanese. But the Japanese had told them so many stories about Americans that the people were more scared of the Americans than they were of the oppressors that they had, because just of what they've been told, they had no idea what Americans were, what they were like. It's just what the Japanese had told them. And the Japanese had told them all kinds of stories that they would eat their young and kill them for fun, and if they think that we're mean, the Americans make us look like the nice guys. And so they were scared to death. So when the Americans came in and pushed the Japanese out, a lot of the villagers ended up and killed themselves and killed their kids in fear of the United States. The United States had to win the hearts of the people in order to get them to accept them and to begin to work with them. And when I was watching that, I thought it's so much like today in Christianity. We reach out to the world, but we're so ready to fight those who are oppressed and held under the oppression of the ruler of this world. And we're fighting them when we should be fighting the ruler and the powers of this world, and not fight those that are oppressed and are under their rule. And if we want to win their hearts, we have to show the love of God in us and win them that way. We can't just go in and talk and tell them everything they're wrong. The Americans couldn't go in and call them the Okinawans how stupid they were to let the Japanese take them, and how they should have did this, and how they should have fought back. And they didn't do that. But that's what we do to people who don't know God. We tell them, you shouldn't be where you're at. You need to clean up your act. And they have no knowledge of what God is or what to do or how to even to do what you're telling them they need to do. This is all they know. But we go in firing at them instead of firing at the enemy. Instead of trying to win their hearts, they not only become casualties of the enemy, they become casualties from us. And we've had so many messages about from our pastor to love these people in. That doesn't mean we agree and accept what they do, but we can't expect these people to change when they have no knowledge of what we're talking about. And the only knowledge that they're going to have is by what we do and what we show them. And if all we're going to do is attack and make them feel bad and awful, well, that's what they already feel, so we're not offering them anything that that they don't already have. And some of us as Christians, we get the mind that, as Christians or soldiers, that we're supposed to fight. So we pick fights with the drug addicts and the homosexuals and all the undesirables that are out there. But they're just, all they are the ones who's being oppressed by the occupier right now of the land. And we're here to win their hearts back. In the book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, And just about all military people read it, even a lot of people in corporations, they read it because of the principles that it has. But one of the principles in it, when it talks about when you go into a land that has had, that is under control of the enemy, your first objective is win the hearts of the people. And that's exactly what our objective is. We need to win the hearts of the people instead of attacking them. But in Luke 4, when Jesus was just starting his ministry, and he picks up and reads from Isaiah, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And let me read that real quick. Luke 4:18. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty to them that are bruised. The word there, when it says to set the captives free, the word captive there means prisoner of war. So that immediately shows me the mindset that Christ had when he came in this world. He knew that it was a war, and he knew that the enemy had taken the prisoners, and it was his goal to set them free, to set those prisoners of war free. And when you read about Jesus and his walk through the Gospels, you'll see that that's exactly what he did. He went to the tax collector's house, and he ate with them, and he ate and taught with the sinners, and he sought them out to talk with them and to show them love. And that's why the Pharisees hated him so much, because he would soil himself to associate with sinners, and that's why they got so mad at him. But that's exactly what he was saying here. This is what he was to do. So one of the definitions of soldier is you take on the cause of your leader. You take on the cause of what they stand for, and you're ready to fight and defend it. And this is exactly what Christ was standing for, was set the captives free. It's not our job to fight them. When the American army went into the first concentration camps and setting the Jewish people free, and when they went in, they didn't immediately start pointing their finger at them and chewing them out for letting the Germans capture them and throw them in prison. They immediately gave them aid, gave them comfort, and gave them the help that they needed as they set them free. To them, they were soldiers, but if you would ever go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., the Jewish people had another name for the soldiers that set them free. They called them liberators. And they have a big plaque there that names all the different companies that came in and helped set them free. And they called them the liberators. So to those that are oppressed, to those that are under the rule of the enemy, to those that are imprisoned by the enemy, we're supposed to be their liberators. But we as Christians has turned that into something else entirely. We've made it a point we want to fight with them, when Paul said the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. We don't fight them. We fight the enemy. The enemy is the god of this world. It's not the people that he has rule under his thumb. And we so often miss that. We so often, I've seen it when people who are Christians, when they're around people that you would call undesirable, you know, you can see they immediately don't want to say anything. They get uncomfortable. They'll shield their face. It just recently happened. I saw it. And I thought, we're Christians. We should be talking to these people. We should be looking at them. We should be loving them. When Jesus was asked, you know, what was the greatest commandment? And he said, love the Lord God, thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind. And then the second commandment was, love thy neighbor as thyself. And on this hinges all the other commandments. So if you're not loving others, then it doesn't matter if you're doing the other nine commandments. Because those two hinge, everything hinges on that. Because then you're genuine. And we need to get in our hearts and check our hearts and see if we are indeed genuine. If we are indeed, are we afraid to minister? Are we afraid to talk? Are we afraid to... Are we ashamed or uncomfortable to be around these people? Jesus never was. He went in their homes and ate with them. He was right there with them. Ephesians 6:20 and 2 Corinthians 5:20 calls us ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors means to be a representative. So are we a representative? I mean, let's look and see what Christ did, and let's look and see what we do. Are we representative of what he did? Are we his ambassador? Because that's what the soldiers, when they went into Okinawa, they were ambassadors of the United States, trying to win their hearts to the United States. Are we trying to win their hearts to Christ by our actions, by what we do, by what we say, how we treat them? Is that how we're doing it? Or do we shun them and try to stay away from them and get angry? We get 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which were before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. And again, the warfare means military campaign. That's our campaign to fight the enemy, is to win the hearts of the inhabitants that the enemy has under its control. It's not to fight them. It's not, again, it's, we are to win their hearts, the same way that Jesus tried to win the hearts of the people when he went and ate with them and dined with them and talked and taught. We're indeed soldiers, but by virtue of being soldiers, we're liberators. We're supposed to have the same, want to fight for the cause of our leader and defend his cause. And if we're not doing these things, and if we're in it just to make ourselves feel safe and to make it so we can say that we're a Christian and so we can feel safe, or as Doug says, have fire insurance. You know, the other definition is when you go into battle and you're going into battle just for yourself, for your soul, you're just looking out for your own self-interest and you're only fighting because it benefits you. The word for that's mercenary. So are we a soldier for Christ or are we just a mercenary? Do we indeed want to liberate these people? Do we indeed want to show them our King and let them get to know our King and see how much our King loves them? Or are we just mercenaries? Are we in it for ourselves? Are we in it just for what we can get out of it and what makes us feel good? As Doug said, if it doesn't matter what we do, if God's not in it, it doesn't mean anything. And if our hearts aren't in it for God, then it doesn't mean anything. Because if we're not doing it for Him, you know, it doesn't mean anything to Him if we're not doing it for Him. Because then we have to be doing it for ourselves. And we lose sight of the cause and of His cause. But we need to be in the mindset that we are supposed to be liberators. As Jesus said, we're supposed to set the captives free. So let's try to remember that and let God help us to accomplish that. And all that's given Christianity a bad name, let's put that aside and let's show the world what Christianity is really supposed to be. Liberators. And no, my message was short, but that was the message that God was giving me, is our job's to be liberators. And if we have to fight, we fight the enemy. We don't fight his prisoners and the people that are under his rule. We fight him. And that's my message for today.